Hawaiian Studies instructor and geography scholar Donovan Preza starts off every class and presentation with one question.
Who in this room has a story of loss of land? Everybody's hand goes up. And if you think about that, if Hawaiians didn't get land, how do we all have a story of loss of land?
Preza's research re-examines Hawaiian land dispossession resulting from the Great Mahele of 1848. The Great Mahele began Hawaii's transition to private property. The most notable part of the Mahele was the Kuleana Act of 1850, which allowed commoners to claim title to land they cultivated and lived on. Under this act, Native Hawaiians claimed only 28,658 acres. That's less than 1% of the land here in Hawaii.
And that's factually accurate. That's correct. But that's only part of the story. And Hawaiians got land via other mechanisms.
Those other mechanisms included the purchase of government lands, which Native Hawaiians quickly took advantage of.
There's a section that says those natives who do not have land can purchase land from the government in lots from 1 to 50 acres at a minimum price of 50 cents an acre. So you have Hawaiians buying land.
Preza's research found more than 167,000 acres were scooped up by Native Hawaiians across the island chain. Yet the dominant story remains. The Mahele was a foreign imposition, a land grab forcing the concept of private property on a passive Native Hawaiian people.
Hawaiians didn't get land as a result, and that's evidence of the foreign imposition, because if the argument goes, if Hawaiians were in control, we would have gave ourselves land, right? Why would we not give ourselves land if we weren't in control?
Preza argues Native Hawaiians did get land, but more importantly, he says the Hawaiian Kingdom era had a strong monarchy intent on preserving land for Native Hawaiians.
You know, the Kingdom era gets a bad rap. It gets, that's when this king was drunk and this foreigner imposed himself, and it's not ours. There's a part of our history that is ours. And most of the things we're fighting for when it comes to land and land law were preserved.
That's in large part because of the Great Mahele and not in spite of it. Preza admits Native Hawaiian land dispossession did take place, but not during the Hawaiian Kingdom, which is contrary to the common storyline.
The Hawaiian Kingdom, that was never ours. That was foreign imposed. Missionaries took us over, and it was all downhill since they came. No, it was downhill since they overthrew the government and started changing land law.
Preza hopes his research helps Native Hawaiians see the Mahele as a Hawaiian innovation that allows them to take ownership of that history. For HPR News, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.